Chapter 2. Heidi Goes to Frankfurt. It was near the end of Heidi's second happy winter with Grandfather. One day, the village pastor came to the hut. He was angry at Grandfather because Heidi wasn't in school.
"Heidi doesn't need school,"
argued Grandfather.
"She'll grow up here with the goats and the birds. They won't teach her any bad ideas.
She must learn to read and write."
The pastor argued back, but he couldn't change Grandfather's mind. The next day, Aunt Dete came to the hut.
"I have a wonderful opportunity for Heidi," she said. "Heidi is going to live with a wealthy family in Frankfurt. She'll be a companion to their little girl."
"Heidi is happy here,"
Grandfather said rudely.
"She doesn't need to go to Frankfurt."
Aunt Dete said, "This is a chance for Heidi to go to school and church."
"Fine,"
yelled Grandfather.
"Then take her, and don't ever come back."
Heidi didn't want to leave Grandfather to go to Frankfurt, but Aunt Dete lied to her that they would be back in a day or two. "You can even bring fresh bread for Granny," said Aunt Dete. This idea pleased Heidi. Granny had trouble eating black hard bread. They left so quickly that Heidi couldn't even say goodbye to Peter. Dete took Heidi to a large house in Frankfurt. A rich man named Mr. Sesemann owned the house. His daughter Clara had to stay in a wheelchair. Her mother had died a long time ago. Now Ms. Rottenmeier was looking after her. Ms. Rottenmeier took a look at Heidi. She did not like her old clothes and hat. She didn't even like Heidi's name.
"Is Heidi a real name?"
Miss Rottenmeier asked.
"Her mother named her Adelheid," Aunt Dente explained.
"Then we shall call her Adelheid,"
said Ms. Rottenmeier. Later, when Ms. Rottenmeier was away, Clara said,
"I'll call you Heidi if you want." "It doesn't matter,"
said Heidi.
"I'll be going home tomorrow with some fresh bread."
"No,"
said Clara.
"You came here to keep me company."
At the dinner table, Heidi was happy to find fresh bread on her plate. She put it in her pocket. A servant, Sebastian, brought a dish of food for Heidi. She didn't know what to do with it. She had never eaten this way before. Then Ms. Rottenmeier told Heidi how she should behave at the table for a long time. But while she was talking, Heidi fell asleep. When Heidi awoke, she didn't know where she was. She remembered that she was in Frankfurt. She was afraid. A few days later, Heidi went for a walk while Clara was resting. Sebastian told her to look at the whole city from the church tower. When she climbed up to the top of the tower, all she could see was buildings. There were no mountains and trees. The church keeper could see that she was disappointed, so he showed her a basket of kittens.
"You can have them,"
he said.
"I'll deliver them to your house."
"Oh, yes,"
said Heidi.
"But can I have two of them now?"
The keeper gave Heidi two kittens. When she got home, everyone was waiting for her. Ms. Rottenmeier was angry.
"Who said you could leave the house?" she asked.
"Meow,"
A sound came from Heidi's pocket. Ms. Rottenmeier screamed. She was afraid of cats. The next morning, there was a knock at the door. Sebastian came back with a big basket. Clara opened it, and kittens ran everywhere. One kitten climbed up Ms. Rottenmeier's skirt.
Sebastian! She screamed. Get rid of these little monsters!
That evening, Ms. Rottenmeier decided to punish Heidi. She said,
I'm going to lock you in the cold basement.
But Clara said,
Please, wait until my father gets home. Let him decide what to do.
Ms. Rottenmeier agreed. For the next few days, Heidi didn't get into any trouble. But she was becoming very homesick.